Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Helena. Rahu in Punarvasu, 5th house, Lord of First. Helena's Rahu in the 5th house in Punarvasu indicates a karmic thirst for creative expression, recognition, and intellectual impact, driven by a desire to define her personal identity, as Rahu is Lord of the 1st house, through learning, love, and legacy. This is a placement of someone destined to explore how her individuality shines through teaching, storytelling, or emotional intelligence. Punarvasu, ruled by Aditi, the mother of the gods, embodies return, renewal, and divine protection. Rahu here creates a unique combination of curiosity and spiritual hunger, often pushing Helena toward innovation in the fields of education, parenting, healing arts, or sacred performance. This nakshatra's twin star energy also signals repetition, indicating Helena may revisit lessons or relationships from past lives, particularly in romantic, artistic, or pedagogical contexts. With Rahu ruling the first and placed in the fifth, there is an obsessive drive to define who she is through what she creates or teaches. She may project her personality through public performance or intellectual brilliance, yet privately feel uncertain about whether it's truly her. The fifth house also relates to children, and this placement often brings fated relationships with offspring, students, or creative progeny, some of whom may act as mirrors for Helena's evolving identity. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, obsessive pursuit of self-definition through creativity, love, or intellectual brilliance, karmic cycles around teaching, learning, and rediscovering one's voice, attraction to ancient wisdom, sacred texts, or memory-based learning systems, twin-themed experiences in love, education, or artistic fields, e.g. mentorship or sibling-like bonds, challenges in separating ego-driven creativity from soul-aligned expression. Rahu in Punarvasu gifts Helena with a radiant yet complex path of identity discovery, one that loops through the realms of heart, creativity, and karmic learning. She is meant to shine not through mere performance, but through a deep remembering of what her soul already knows. When aligned, this placement empowers her to be an educator of spirit, a creative guide, and a mirror for collective healing through the arts and intellect. Mars in Uttara Falguni, 7th house, Lord of 3rd and 10th. Helena's Mars in the 7th house in Uttara Falguni reveals a passionate and duty-bound approach to relationships, partnerships, and public commitments. As Lord of the 3rd house, effort, communication, siblings, and 10th house, career, status, public life, Mars here merges action with social responsibility, making her someone who navigates both relational and professional domains with initiative, courage, and structured willpower. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, is associated with partnership dharma, service contracts, and righteous commitment. Mars in this nakshatra amplifies Helena's ability to take charge in relationships and professional alliances, often stepping into leadership roles where collaboration and fairness are demanded. There may be a strong karmic pull toward partnerships that are mission-driven or that arise from shared responsibilities rather than romantic ideals alone. With Third Lord Mars in the 7th, Helena's communication style may be direct, assertive, or even combative, especially in one-on-one dynamics. She likely thrives in environments where teamwork, negotiation, or interpersonal competition are central. As 10th Lord, this Mars gives her a dynamic public presence. She is driven to achieve status and recognition through purposeful relationships, consultancy, activism, or justice-related roles. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, action-oriented approach to marriage, contracts, and teamwork. Passionate leader in collaborative ventures or justice-based causes. Karmic themes of balancing ego with fairness in partnerships. Career gains through alliances, negotiations, and public-facing leadership. Communication and courage refined through direct interpersonal experiences. Mars in Uttara Falguni empowers Helena to be a strong and principled partner, one who can lead with integrity and commit with passion. Her dharma involves transforming personal drive into cooperative power, learning how to lead not just independently, but through bonds that honor duty, equity, and shared purpose. Saturn in Chitra, 8th house, Lord of 1st and 12th. Helena's Saturn in the 8th house in Chitra reflects a life path marked by deep internal reconstruction, karmic restraint, and eventual mastery over crisis and transformation. As the Lord of both the 1st house, self, body, path, and the 12th house, liberation, isolation, hidden karma, this Saturn oversees both her outer identity and her soul's inner retreat, making this placement pivotal to her personal evolution. Chitra, ruled by Vishvakarma, the celestial architect, is associated with design, beauty, and crafting something enduring out of chaos. Saturn here brings a long-term, painstaking process of inner building. Helena may undergo repeated psychological renovations, often emerging stronger and wiser after each deconstruction. This placement can also point to intense ancestral karma or subconscious fears around trust, control, and vulnerability. As First Lord in the Eighth, Helena's identity is deeply tied to themes of secrecy, emotional endurance, and occult knowledge. Others may perceive her as enigmatic or impenetrable, but beneath the surface lies a disciplined seeker who is slowly transmuting pain into purpose. With Saturn also ruling the 12th, there is a need for retreat, solitude, or service to something larger than the ego, possibly through spiritual healing, ancestral work, or work with hidden populations. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, deep structural transformation of self through crisis, grief, or long-term healing, karmic lessons in intimacy, control, and emotional transparency, an architect of the unseen, intuitive, precise, and methodical in spiritual or psychological domains, leadership through quiet endurance, especially in hidden or emotionally intense spaces, potential mastery in occult sciences, psychology, or spiritual architecture. Saturn in Chitra in the 8th house blesses Helena with the ability to construct deep inner wisdom, stone by stone, through hardship and reflection. Though her path may feel lonely or hidden, she is quietly shaping a legacy of resilience, sacred knowledge, and soul-level integrity. Jupiter in Swati, 9th house, Lord of 2nd and 11th. Helena's Jupiter in the 9th house in Swati signifies a life path anchored in intellectual independence, spiritual exploration, and expansive social impact. As the Lord of the 2nd house, values, speech, wealth, and 11th house, community, aspirations, long-term gains, Jupiter here becomes a dharmic multiplier, blessing her with fortune through knowledge sharing, visionary thinking, and influential networks. Swati, ruled by Vayu, the wind god, embodies themes of flexibility, learning through independence, and discovering one's own rhythm. Jupiter in this nakshatra makes Helena a seeker who refuses to be confined by dogma. Her spiritual and philosophical beliefs are self-fashioned, often shaped by travel, cross-cultural dialogue, or personal revelation. She may come across as a free-spirited teacher, counselor, or guide, drawing people with her gentle authority and expansive mind. With the second lord in the 9th, Helena's speech is infused with wisdom. Her voice may carry both moral weight and poetic resonance. Her values are shaped by experience, often enriched by mentors, spiritual traditions, or higher education. As 11th lord, this Jupiter links her dreams to community and cause. She thrives in thought leader roles, where her insights uplift others and align with a greater purpose. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, independent path to spiritual wisdom, teacher of self-discovered truth, blessings through public speaking, publishing, or educational platforms, wealth and recognition through philosophical insight, foreign connections, or group leadership. Karma of guiding communities or networks toward moral growth and liberation. Life themes of detachment from rigid institutions in favor of self-earned wisdom. Jupiter in Swati grants Helena the role of a spiritual wanderer and intellectual breeze, moving through life with quiet strength, carrying wisdom that liberates rather than confines. Her true fortune lies not in conformity, but in the graceful teaching of truths she's personally walked through and the upliftment of those she meets along the way. Sun in Anuradha, 10th house, Lord of 7th. Helena's Sun in the 10th house in Anuradha indicates a powerful karmic invitation to lead through loyalty, relational mastery, and devotion to purposeful work. As the ruler of the seventh house, partnerships, alliances, public image, the Sun here reveals that her career and social visibility are shaped through her ability to cultivate strategic alliances and shine within roles of diplomatic leadership. Anuradha, ruled by Mitra, the god of friendship and contracts, brings themes of loyalty, emotional diplomacy, and spiritual endurance. The Sun in this nakshatra suggests Helena is meant to hold a central role in networks, teams, or institutions where unity and trust are essential. There may be a natural magnetism to her leadership, especially when she embodies fairness, psychological depth, and a sense of sacred duty in her public work. With the seventh lord placed in the tenth, her partnerships are tightly interwoven with her professional reputation. Collaborations may become public, and her success is directly influenced by her ability to maintain dignity and transparency in both business and personal associations. She may attract partners with strong leadership traits or find herself in the public eye through marriage, contracts, or high-profile negotiations. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, professional rise through loyal partnerships and karmic alliances, public role tied to relational integrity, diplomacy, or psychological insight, magnetic leadership in careers involving healing, negotiation, or guidance, karmic healing around father, authority, or ego through relational dynamics radiates power when working with shared purpose, not egoic control. The Sun in Anuradha empowers Helena to lead not through dominance, but through devotion to people, principles, and a higher path of collective impact. Her dharma lies in becoming a radiant center of trust and clarity, elevating those around her while walking the bridge between personal mastery and social responsibility. Mercury in Anuradha, 10th house, lord of 5th and 8th. Helena's Mercury in the 10th house in Anuradha brings forth a public persona built around strategic intelligence, transformative communication, and karmic responsibility in leadership roles. As lord of the 5th house, creativity, education, intelligence, and 8th house, secrets, transformation, deep knowledge, Mercury becomes a pivotal force in shaping her voice and intellect for both personal and collective evolution. Anuradha, ruled by Mitra, the divine friend and harmonizer, infuses Mercury with a tone of diplomatic precision, loyalty, and psychological depth. In this nakshatra, Mercury sharpens Helena's ability to communicate with subtle power, making her an excellent negotiator, counselor, or spokesperson for sensitive topics. She has a gift for articulating emotional or taboo material in a refined, socially palatable way. With the fifth lord in the 10th, Helena is a natural teacher or creative professional. Her ideas are meant for public platforms. This placement also suggests she may find success through writing, consulting, counseling, or mentoring in fields that blend intellect and emotion. The eighth house rulership points to Mercury's role as a revealer of truths. Her professional path may involve psychological research, esoteric teachings, crisis communications, or helping others navigate transformation. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, strategic communicator and leadership balances logic and emotional resonance, public recognition through intellectual authority, teaching, or healing language, mastery in guiding others through change, crisis, or psychological depth, gifted with writing or speaking on difficult topics, death, trauma, intimacy, transformation, karmic role in transforming collective narratives through speech, dialogue, or media. Mercury in Anuradha grants Helena the voice of a wise guide, one who leads not just through what she says, but how she says it. Her communication carries the weight of experience and the grace of psychological maturity, allowing her to illuminate, influence, and heal others from a place of loyalty, clarity, and purpose. Ketu in Uttara Ashada, 11th house, lord of 10th. Helena's Ketu in the 11th house in Uttara Ashada points to a karmic detachment from material gains, social approval, and collective ambition, despite her natural ability to influence networks and achieve recognition. As the lord of the 10th house, career, status, authority, Ketu here indicates a soul that has already mastered worldly success in past lives and now seeks fulfillment through selfless service, inner integrity, and spiritual alignment within groups or organizations. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Vishwadevas, universal principles, brings themes of righteousness, long-term victory, and sacred responsibility. Ketu in this nakshatra dissolves the egoic need for validation from peers or institutions, often making Helena a behind-the-scenes force, respected but not always celebrated. Her impact may be felt deeply in humanitarian, reformist, or spiritually grounded communities where ethical leadership and quiet excellence matter more than applause. With the 10th Lord in the 11th, Helena's career is undeniably tied to her community role, but Kadu's influence strips away superficial ambition. She may feel disconnected from typical definitions of success, yet others may still seek her guidance due to her refined character and quiet power. There can also be past life karma with groups, where misuse of authority or betrayal in social alliances now gives rise to a preference for ethical solitude or cautious collaboration. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, past life mastery in public roles or leadership, detachment from needing recognition, karma of restoring integrity within collectives, networks, or reformist causes, seeks meaningful contribution over material gain or popularity. Quiet influencer in spiritual, ethical, or intellectual communities may attract or guide idealistic youth, reformers, or seekers of justice. Ketu in Atara Ashada grants Helena the grace of inner fulfillment, teaching her that true leadership lies in service, not status. Though she may appear distant from the limelight, her soul's work is one of anchoring higher principles in the social fabric, guiding others toward truth, and reclaiming the essence of victory through humility and dharmic alignment. Moon in Shravana, 12th house, Lord of Six. Helena's moon in the 12th house in Shravana reveals an emotionally introspective and spiritually sensitive nature, deeply influenced by her desire to serve, heal, and retreat from external chaos. As the Lord of the 6th house, conflict, service, health, daily routine, this moon suggests a karmic link between emotional processing and selfless labor. She finds solace not through emotional expression, but through quiet contribution and sacred withdrawal. Shravana, ruled by Vishnu and associated with listening, knowledge, and sacred sound, lends Helena a deeply reflective emotional body. The moon here gives her a natural inclination toward mantra, music, prayer, or guided inner work. Her emotional wisdom is vast, though often hidden from others. This placement often brings the gift of emotional healing to others, particularly those in hospitals, spiritual retreats, or behind-the-scenes care roles. With the 6th Lord in the 12th, there is a karmic bridge between Helena's need to serve and her longing to dissolve. She may experience periods of emotional burnout or illness tied to overserving others or ignoring personal boundaries. At its highest, this moon allows her to channel compassion into spiritual caregiving, emotional support in crises, or offering silent emotional refuge in her professional or social spaces. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, emotionally nourished by solitude, sound healing, or devotional environments, subconscious emotional memory linked to service, caretaking, and silent sacrifice, possible karmic tension between emotional boundaries and overgiving, drawn to distant places, spiritual communities, or sacred homes for peace. Deep listener, others may open up to her emotionally, even in silence. Helena's moon in Shravana allows her to hold emotional space with remarkable depth and grace. Though she may sometimes feel isolated or misunderstood, her emotional energy is meant to operate in the unseen, where compassion is felt, not announced, and where her healing presence gently restores harmony in the quietest of ways. Venus in Uttara Ashada, 12th house, Lord of 4th and 9th. Helena's Venus in the 12th house in Uttara Ashada reveals a love nature that seeks expression through spiritual beauty, inner devotion, and soulful detachment. As the Lord of the 4th house, emotional security, home, and 9th house, faith, higher wisdom, teachers, this Venus merges themes of domestic contentment, spiritual philosophy, and romantic transcendence, most often experienced away from public view, in sacred or hidden spaces. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Vishwadevas, embodies dharma, righteousness, and victory through perseverance. Venus in this nakshatra seeks a partner or path that upholds truth and nobility. In the 12th house, however, this longing is directed inward or toward the divine. Helena may possess a refined aesthetic and a love for ritual, music, or art that elevates consciousness. Her romantic life may involve karmic unions, long distance or private love stories, or partnerships with spiritual overtones. With the 4th Lord in the 12th, there may have been emotional uprooting in childhood, leading to a deep inner search for safety and beauty. As the ninth lord here as well, Venus links Helena's spiritual destiny to devotional art, feminine wisdom, and relational grace. Her home may become a sanctuary, or she may feel most at home in temples, monasteries, or distant lands. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights, romantic ideals tied to virtue, sacrifice, or soul contracts, attraction to partners with spiritual depth, global vision, or philosophical influence, emotional fulfillment through solitude, beauty, and sacred rituals. Artistic talents blossom through isolation, dream states, or devotional spaces. May serve or teach through arts, relationship healing, or goddess traditions. Venus in Uttara Ashada blesses Helena with the grace of quiet elegance and devotional beauty. Her love is not loud, but sacred, expressed through acts of compassion, aesthetic refinement, and spiritual alignment. Whether through art, teaching, or partnership, her path is one of embodying divine love in its most enduring and graceful form.